just need someone in my life to give it structure, to handle all the selfish ways I'd spend my time without her. Yeah, everything I want, but I can't deal with all your lovers. You're saying I'm the one, but it's your actions that speak louder.
I love you so. Keep my mind. Don't like to think for myself all of the time, man. Be my soul. Look into these eyes like no one before. Be my light. Sunrise laughing cause we stayed up all night. Be my map. We'll leave with all the treasure we can grab. Ooh. Be my lake, summer sand and a strawberry milkshake. Be my pride, stay under my skin, don't let me take what is not mine. Be my house, strong and sturdy, far from town. Be my home. Think of all the places we'll go.
Right. Welcome back. I'm so excited to be hosting Citric today here in the studio.
Woo!
With our very own Kim on guitar.
Hi.
And then we've got Alec on keys, Benicio on drums, Soraya singing. And
Bernardo.
Bass. That was all. I was like, dang, I don't know Bernardo on bass.
King
I just met
Bernardo.
You. I'm bad with names.
Woo.
Okay. Well, I think we should have some music happen before we do more talking.
Heck yes. Yeah, we're really excited to be playing for you guys. And our first song is "Simple Kind of Life" by No Doubt. One second, everyone.
You run the show, Kim. You can take all the time you want.
I know. Sometimes we just need to, like, bring up guitar tabs.
Well, that's the best thing about the studio is there's, like, no audience staring at you. Like, I always get, like, sweaty palms and stuff.
This is actually the least nervous I've been so far performing.
Yeah, everyone's just, like, in their cars, like, in silence waiting for you to start playing. But you can't see
okay.
them. They're just, they're out there.
Facts. Okay, we're ready.
All right. Woo!
Obsessed with a friendship that no one else could touch. It didn't work out. I'm covered in shells. Shame, and I've been so mean. I don't know how it got to this point. Thank you. thought I'd be a mom. Sometimes I wish for a mistake. The longer that I wait, the more selfish that I get. You seem like you'd be a good dad.
Wow, guys, that was so awesome. Soraya, your singing is so beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, I loved watching you guys kind of play off each other there. It's so great to have a Tufts group in the studio today with us. So how have you guys been? What have you been up to?
We've been good.
Oops. Good, I don't know. Yeah.
There we go.
We've been good. We are all quite busy. Soraya is an engineer.
True.
And we're all doing various things, but like but we're all very close friends, and so it's really nice to like come together and play when we can.
Totally.
But like it's hard to find time, and we've been trying to stay organized.
And we've also been ill.
We keep getting sick. We've missed like 3 shows this year because we're getting sick.
Yeah, me, Kim, and Alec live together, and like we live in a suite of 10 people, and someone's always sick and spreads it.
That's so real. I remember that very vibrantly from my sophomore year. Well, I think if anything, it's so much. Sorry, I was getting a call. It's so remarkable that you guys are able to continue to make the time to do this, given that you're all full-time students. And I think that's a really important dynamic of all of this to highlight, because you are very interdisciplinary.
We love music. Also, shout out to my mom. It's her birthday, and she's just the best and such a good listener of this show. So shout out my mom.
Woo! Dare I say the number one listener all time of Post Allison's
Yeah,
book.
Would not be an understatement.
Yeah, I can say, well.
Overstatement.
Yeah. I can say that with good confidence.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah. Okay, the next song we're playing is It's Too Late by Carole King. Everyone's really excited for this, apparently.
Yay.
So, we're freaking excited too.
Sorry, I had to take that phone call very briefly.
It's okay.
But I want to say a birthday shout out to Kim's mom too, because she always listens.
Yeah.
And I feel her. I feel her support every week. So thank you so much. Huge shout out. We have to sing. Okay, we're gonna have a birthday surprise. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, this is It's Too Late by Carole King.
Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying. Oh, one of us is changing, or maybe we just stop trying. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something inside is tired and I can't hide it, I just can't fake it. Thank you. but we just can't stay together. Don't you feel it too? Still I'm glad for what we had and how I once loved you. But it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something inside is tired and I can't hide it. I just can't fake it. Oh, no, 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 no.
That was so awesome. Oh, I loved just like the smoothness and richness in your voice, Soraya, kind of balanced out by the keys. I can see Alec kind of like bopping up and down and like pressing the keys. It's very sweet and cute. You guys are sweet and cute. They're like, just stop. So you've been out sick a bit. Have you played Apple Jam shows recently though?
We played the Valentine's Day show.
How was that?
Did we? Wait, no. What did we play?
We had the flu.
Oh, we played the
Halloween
show. The Halloween show, and we did like an open mic.
It's like the infamous one, I feel like, the Halloween
show. Halloween show went well.
Good. Yeah.
That was
so
really
glad.
Fun.
Yeah. We all dressed up as Madagascar characters.
That's so cute.
We did Move It, Move It. Thank you, Bernardo. He led us.
There was an Ice Spice solo as well.
Yeah, wow. Ice Spice. We had Ice Spice on the stage. Yeah.
you
had to be there. If you know, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn, I guess I really missed out then. So I'm curious. Oh, this is my question. I want to know, like, how you picked the songs you decided to play today. How does that process work?
It's collaborative, Soraya.
Yeah, I feel like what happens is I'll just, like, look through my recently liked songs and I'll be like, oh, I want to sing this one, and then I just make everyone do it.
Yeah, it's a lot of songs that Soraya loves to listen to, which, little known fact, if you're in a band, maybe listen to your singer.
True.
Oh, you know? I love that. This is me snapping.
Because luckily we all have similar music tastes, and like Soraya has amazing music taste, so we love the songs that she loves. We all contribute, but like it just, we kind of get into a pattern.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Well, I find that it can be, I mean, as a singer who's definitely been in those, like, bartering spaces and, with different bands where we're all bickering about what songs to play, like, it's definitely one of those things where being listened to and heard as the singer can be really, really important, because sometimes there's just, at least for me personally, stuff I can't do or stuff I don't want to do,
I feel like mostly we tend to play like R&B or indie or jazz type of songs, and those songs just like fit best with my voice. I can't like get too loud or belt, so I just end up picking the songs because of that.
Totally. Well, you have incredible clarity in your voice.
Thank you.
And it totally shines through when you guys are all kind of comfortable and able to really get into the groove of the music you're playing. And I love to see that you guys are helping kind of make those decisions revolve around the needs of your vocalist, because I can tell you for a fact that does not always happen.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
It's really sweet to see you all together too as friends playing music. What's that like? Is it really fun to have that special dimension to your friend group?
I think it's really fun. I don't know. It's nice to be able to connect with everyone on like this artistic level. Like when we play and stuff, like, and we're really jamming with what we're doing, it's just nice to see everyone get so excited. I love when Bernardo like goes off and like tries something new, and it's fun to see him like go crazy.
Well, I would say it's really important to have a safe and supportive space to really do that well too, you know, and feel comfortable. Well, speaking of which, I want to hear more songs. It's 1:30 right now, so I'm thinking like maybe we'll have a little bit more music than talking.
Okay. Yeah, maybe we'll play like two songs and then
sounds
we can
great.
Talk.
Sounds great. All right, get into it, guys.
This is Breathless, and this is Constantine. And also, can we turn down the piano a little bit in the headphones? That's all. To sing because I get so distracted.
That's how I feel about playing the guitar.
You sound great, Kim. I've never heard you sing like you know, like I don't know, I feel like you sing like a little quietly sometimes, and like it was coming through really clear this time, so I appreciate
that. Thank you, Constantine, that is so nice. I appreciate the love.
This is a loving space.
Well, that's the last time you'll ever hear it, so that's it.
Oh, that's not true. So I heard some little murmuring back here about you guys working on writing.
Yeah.
I wasn't told about this.
We may or may not have a little original song coming up.
That's really exciting. I want to like berate you about that.
We pulled it together pretty quickly.
That's so awesome. So when did you guys start getting inspired to start writing?
Well, it's been Alex kind of like harping for a while. He's like, we should do originals. And we're like, yeah, true. And we've tried to jam and, you know, we've slowly gotten there. And then we were like, okay, for PAG, like we want to play an original. And kind of made it a goal, so that like really forced us to.
Kim wrote a lot of this original, and it was like a little bit of me, but it was a lot of Kim.
Yeah, it would not have worked out if we didn't work together. I kind of laid the groundwork, and then everyone came together to polish it off. Because I don't write lyrics, and I wrote a lot of lyrics, and that was difficult because it's not my thing at all.
It's so interesting for me to hear that because I'm like the literal exact opposite. I'm like, I don't know any music things, but I can write words.
Yeah.
So it's like, I really love to see how musicians kind of like find really important like working partners when it comes to, I guess, the capacity that we each have to create. And like I said before, like, it takes a village, you know? So I think that there are so many like awesome interpersonal exchanges and things that we continue to learn about ourselves as we write together too. And I love to see you guys doing that. Okay. I'm going to not talk anymore and let you guys keep playing more music if that sounds okay.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to play Sunny, and sadly it's not a sunny day, but maybe, Soraya's beautiful vocals will bring the sun out. Today
it's supposed to be sunny later,
okay,
but really windy.
Oh, ooh, Boston is the windiest city in the country, so not surprised.
It is. Chicago.
No, it's a myth. Chicago's the windy city, but it's not true. Boston is windier.
We're also like on a hill, like we live on a hill, which is like, that does not help.
Okay, let's freaking do this.
Sunny, yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and released the pain. Now the dark days are done, the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny, one so true, I love you. Thank you for the sunshine bouquet, sunny. Thank you for the love you brought my way. You gave to me your all in all, and now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny, one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the truth you let me see, sunny. Thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like a windblown sand, and a rock was from when we held hands. Sunny, one so true, I love. Thank you for that smile upon your face, sunny. Thank you for that gleam that flows with grace. You're my spark of a nature's fire. You're my sweet, complete desire. Sunny, one so true, yes, I love. Sunny, yesterday my life was filled with rain.
Wow, that was so wonderful. I found that there was a lot of awesome expression that was happening on your end, Soraya, too.
Thank you.
Like, I think that when you have like songs where there's like so many repeated phrasing of the same word, it's really cool to see you kind of like do different things with that throughout the song too. Yeah, that was wonderful and great. Given that it's 1:40, how many more songs do you have today?
We just have two more.
Perfect. Okay. Well, I'm gonna let you go ahead and play them. Well, just play the first one and then I'll say things. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, this is the original, so maybe we can talk afterwards.
Yes. I'm so excited.
We don't really have a name. Soraya kind of thought of a name. What was it?
What we had, but I don't know. I think we need to work on it.
It is Untitled. Untitled number one. That's what we got right now. My sister's from Chicago and she's mad. Your sister's from Chicago. Benicio's sister said that she's mad. Why? Because Chicago's the windiest city, according to her. I know, but that's the whole myth. Like, it's like, it's not true. I don't know. That's what my dad told me, I think. So, or my somebody told me that. So, somebody I trust told me that. So, maybe I should not trust them anymore.
Someone's got a fact check.
It was the voices.
If you're out there and you're wondering, you should Google it and find out for yourself.
Yeah, let us know over here. Yeah.
Don't let us know, because then we're going to get a call in the middle of, like, you guys playing a song, and that's scary.
Okay. Yeah, this is Untitled Citric number one.
Voice across the room draws me right into your mind, and I know you'll be here soon. I can't deny this anymore. Give me something to forget you in some way. I just want to erase it all. It's driving me insane, and I don't feel the need to confess right now. You got me tied around your finger, no stress right now. I see you walk around the corners. You say right now, why don't you give me everything and more? Thank you.
we're clapping. Lots of clapping happening in here. Yay! Congratulations on writing your first song as a band, guys. That was so awesome. I felt like there was a totally cool, like, groove you had going, and the music was also, like, seemed to be on this, like, cool sort of, like, structurally, like, upward progression as you were bringing those key changes in, too.
Yeah, that was awesome. Amelia, like, shoves the mic in my face sometimes, and I'm, like, not totally ready to talk, but I did have something to say, which is why I asked her to. Anyway, that was really cool. I was saying the, like, the syncopated, like, rhythm of the melody is pretty awesome. The, like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, pretty cool. I didn't realize that was a... Oh, sorry, you're muted. You're so right.
Is this thing on?
Now it is. I didn't realize that was... I totally spaced and didn't realize that was an original for the first, like, minute, so that's a
Well,
compliment.
That's a good sign.
Yeah.
That's a good sign.
Yeah, and I just felt like what you were doing was also, like... unique and interesting too. I mean, it's one thing to write a song, it's another thing to write a song about that's interesting, you know.
Yeah.
I loved how you kind of had your own style going too, especially, like, I feel like Soraya really brought that out.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the, like,
mm-hmm.
just art, like, I don't know,
totally.
For lack of a better word, just the way you were, like, articulating yourself and yeah. saying different words was very cool.
Yeah, I specifically, like, my intention and I wrote most of the I wrote the chords.
Yeah.
But, like, Alec helped a lot, for sure. And my intention was to make it unique and kind of have some weird stuff going on. But the whole, I was, like, thinking about Soraya's voice in my head the entire time. I'm like, okay, this is what I want her to do. I want her to be like, you know, how she does. And I was like, so I was trying to channel Soraya and, like, specifically put ideas into what everyone is good at and what people, like, generally sound like, I guess. Soraya and Alec helped a lot with lyrics and putting it all together. It was fun. It was a little stressful, but it's fun, and I'm relieved that we actually did that.
Songwriting's challenging, and I feel like just getting over that, the hump of, like, okay, I'm gonna sit down and tell myself I have the balls to write something right now is such a big part of that process. So congratulations, because you made it through a really tough chunk of it, you know. And I'm excited to see what you guys keep doing, but I also, like, want to emphasize as we listen to this music, like, this is a project that you guys are doing on your own time despite having extremely busy schedules here at Tufts.
True.
So it's really impressive. I'm very impressed, and honestly just so proud of you guys, because I've seen you all grow up so much over the last, like, 2 years that I've known you. Well, some of you guys, but
thank you. Yeah.
All right, well, it's 1:50. We do have one more song.
We got one more song.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, do you want to introduce this song?
We're singing In My Bed by Amy Winehouse. We are all singing. Oh, sorry. We're playing. My bad. I'm singing.
Ha ha ha.
I turn my head, yours is a familiar face, but
Yay. Thank you guys so much. That was spunky. That was fun. I liked that last one.
Yeah, that was Soraya's. That was fully Soraya's pick. She loves that song.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Well, you've picked some great songs today. We've really enjoyed your set. It's been a great episode of PAG this week in general.
Yeah.
So I'm very satisfied and happy.
And kudos to Ben and Bernardo on that drum solo, bass solo.
Oh, it was so fun. So it was good. So cool.
And we can just, every practice, like, it's so noticeable that all Benicio wants to do is just have a solo.
Aww.
His sweet little angel face. Just let him play. Let him play. And he played.
Well, it's been such a treat having you guys here today. I always love when we have our radio people come play sets. It was such a treat. I'm wishing you guys all the best with your future endeavors. I'm excited to see you keep writing and keep pushing through all of that.
Thanks. We'll see. Maybe this song will be a little bit edited. Some of the lyrics we want to change.
It takes time. It all takes time, you know? Well, I'm going to go ahead and wrap things up, but thank you so much, everybody, for listening in this week. Happy, happy... Wait. Okay, we have to sing happy birthday to Kim's mom.
Oh, facts.
Okay, wait. Ready?
Are you guys ready?
1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Christine. Happy birthday to you.
Ooh, yay! She's the real star of this show.
She's 25 years young, actually.
Can you believe that? God, I thought she was even younger. Sorry.
Yeah, I know. She's really getting old.
Oh. Well, thank you, guys. Thank you, Citric. Thank you, Alex Sky. It's been a wonderful episode this week. Thank you so much to Constantine and Kim for running tech, for Chloe
Barely,
and Madison.
Mostly Constantine. That was a hard show.
Constantine killed the first set. It was challenging.
I did my best.
You did
first
great.
First trombone ever.
You did great. Madison, thank you for taking pictures. Chloe, thanks for running Studio A. That's it. Okay, this is 91.5 FM WMFO Freeform Radio here at Tufts University in Medford. My name's Amelia, and post-adolescence glow out. Have a great weekend. Bye.
Volumes off. Okay. Hi. Sorry, there's some mic difficulties going on. Sorry for the delay. Okay. Hi. That was an amazing show. I hope everyone that's listening right now is just listening to PAG. It was incredible. Citric was so good. My dad was listening. He texted me, so shout out my dad. For supporting local artists. Anyway, I don't have, this is usually not what I do, but I don't really have a plan for this set or for my show today. I'm just going to kind of play what comes to me. I've been really in this, like, soul groove, so we're starting it off with some Stevie Wonder, and yeah, I think it's going to be a good show. I mean, actually, I know it's going to be a good show because it's always an amazing time on Tuolumne Tunes. Welcome to Tuolumne Tunes. Okay, that's my show. Let's just start, and I guess I'll come back after the first song, and maybe I'll have more of a plan. But let's be spontaneous today. This is My Sharia Moore by Stevie Wonder.